ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। गुड इवनिंग। आई होप ऑल ऑफ यू आर एंजॉइंग your stay in Madhuban so far, taking the maximum benefit from whatever opportunities Baba offers to us in the form of sustenance. Today we are all here to experience Jivan Mukti, life of liberation in the confluence age. I was thinking, when we all become Baba's children, adopted as Brahmin through the mouth of Brahma, Baba gives all of us our inheritance in the form of mukti and jivan mukti, liberation and liberation in life. That is why many times in Sakar Murlis, Baba says, you get Jivan Mukti in a second. What it means actually? It means you become the inheritor, the air quality soul, to claim this birthright from Baba the moment you are born. But of course, up to each one of us, how much effort we make to gain royal status, high status, whatever, in the golden age on the basis of our effort. So now let us first of all understand what is the definition of mukti. Liberation. When you think of mukti, liberation, where does your intellect go to? To the soul world. It is mukti dham, land of liberation. So liberation in Brahmin life means to be totally free from all kinds of suffering, sorrow, negativity, and remain in our eternal form, in our eternal stage, with eternal qualities equal to the Father. So that is land beyond sound, soul world. Of course, when I am there, I don't know I am there. I don't even know that I am experiencing mukti. Even that experience of mukti, total liberation and silence, has to be experienced here. But today, we also understand the definition of Jivan Mukti, life in liberation. That is liberation without body in the soul world. But what we are going to experience today is experiencing liberation in life on this earth. So what is Jivan Mukti? Jivan Mukti is an experience of 100% peace, purity, happiness, prosperity in our life. Because when we are in the golden age, we don't even know we are in the golden age. Because if you know you are in the golden age, you won't enjoy the golden age. So you are not aware you are in the golden age, but the experience of golden age can be experienced here. What it is like to live in life of liberation, life of liberation, not just liberation, living a life of golden age. So, first of all, I was thinking, you know, many times Baba says, the souls in the golden age, deities are not given the title, Trikal Darshi, Triloki Nath, Trinetri, Swadarshan Chakradari. Because all these titles means knower of three aspects of time, the master of three worlds, the one who possess the third eye of wisdom, and the one who knows the cycle of life, past, present and future. Knowingly, we are going to come down day by day in the golden age. We are happy now because we are climbing up with awareness. That makes a difference. But when we come down, without knowing we come down. So, ascending stage is very important. We know at every second we are ascending. We know at every second we are progressing. We are moving towards our aim and object of becoming like deities, Lakshmi Narayan. So what are some of the signs in our Brahmin life now, in the confluence stage, that gives us an indication that now I am experiencing Jivan Mukti in the confluence stage? Because you are experiencing golden age knowingly. So what are some of the experiences you can recall in your Brahmin life that makes you understand, oh, Brahmin life is better than deity life. Deities are royal buddhus. They don't know anything. We can't call them ignorant souls, of course. But we cannot call them jnani souls also. Because they are royal buddhu. But we are Trikaldarshi, Triloki Nath, Trinetri. We are like master god now. They are only gods and goddesses. So one experience that comes to my mind to begin with, you know, when I begin to live my life in Brahmin life, living in the present. I don't think about the past. I don't think about the future. I am in the present. Enjoy every moment of the present, not knowing what is next, not thinking what is going to happen tomorrow. So this is like living golden age in Sangam Yug. Because in golden age, deities don't know that they were in confluence age and they are going to come down to Treta Yug and then to Copper Age. If they were able to know that, they wouldn't enjoy golden age. They only think about tomorrow I'm going to come down. But in the confluence age, when we live in the present, we really, really appreciate, enjoy, celebrate every second. So if you are enjoying this Brahmin life, living in moment by moment, living in the present, celebrating your life as a festival with enthusiasm and zeal, you are in the golden age, in the confluence age. So try to do that. If you are not experiencing that most of the time, from today, start to live in the golden age, in the confluence age, by living in the present. You know, once the present passed, it becomes future, isn't it? So I don't need to worry about it. So there is only happiness. That's why Baba also tells us, you know, learn to live in the present and enjoy your Brahmin life as a gift for others. Because when you live in the present, your life becomes a present for others. So that is one thing that comes immediately when I think about, you know, the golden age, Jivan Mukti in the confluence age. The second thing, the second experience we can enjoy in the confluence age, golden age, is our karma. You see, Baba often talks to us about the karma philosophy. What kind of karma I perform in golden and silver age? Neutral action. Akarma. What kind of karma you do in copper and iron age? Vikarma. And confluence age, sukarma. So once we ask Dadi Janki, can we perform akarma in the confluence age? So then we can start feeling we are in the golden age. Because in golden age, souls perform a karma. So Dadi said yes and no. Why she said yes is because you can only perform a karma, neutral action, when you have sukarma, positive actions account in excess. When your sukarma is in excess, then only you can perform a karma. But today our position is, we have not settled our vikarmas. Still the vikarmas has to be settled. So that means I have to perform so many sukarma, positive actions, so that all other actions are finished. And I have excess. So that is why in golden age, they don't have any suffering. Karma bhog no world of karma bhog in golden age. All actions are neutral. So they just enjoy performing action because there is no accounts created. So you have to work hard a little bit to experience liberation in life in the confluence age. You have to quickly settle all your vikarmas. Increase your account of sukarma. So that means my yoga power should increase. It is through yoga power we can settle all our vikarmas and only sukarma is left. So the sign of having sukarma in my account is natural experience of soul consciousness. Natural experience of soul consciousness. In golden age, we don't practice, I am a soul, I am not body, you are a soul, I am looking at a soul. No. Golden age souls are naturally soul conscious. So they don't create any bad karma at all. All the karmas that is done is good karma. Of course, in golden age, there is no awareness of God consciously. I wouldn't say 100% unconsciousness, but subconsciously they may be conscious, but not consciously. But they are naturally soul conscious, embodiment of soul consciousness. When they see each other in golden age, they would never need to practice. They naturally look at the soul only. And that is why there is purity, there is royalty, there is divinity, there is everything, all the divine virtues. So to experience confluence age at golden age means I need to develop the natural state of soul consciousness. You know, why you think Baba constantly emphasize the practice of soul consciousness? Because that is one of the qualifications necessary to become part of the eight jewels. Eight jewels had total soul consciousness. You can think about Brahma Baba, Mamma, natural soul conscious. They did not practice. Whether at the time of birth or death. So, this is the third experience we can have in the confluence age to feel the golden age liberation in life. Because when you are soul conscious, you are beyond gender, beyond time, beyond age, beyond time. You are beyond. So that is why you enjoy every moment of your life. See, that is why the average age of golden age souls is 150 in each life. So we can see our dadis and dadas and, you know, their lifespan has increased on the basis of their practice of soul consciousness. So if you really want to experience jivan mukti, liberation in life in the confluence age, go for this practice. The practice of natural soul consciousness. Make soul consciousness your natural nature. Not practice, but natural nature. That is the third sign of living a life of liberation in the confluence age. because we call it as sukhdam, you know, no sorrow, only happiness. So there is happiness at every moment. So this is the fourth sign of living confluence age and golden age. 100% happiness, peace and prosperity. So that means, that is why you see in most of the Muralis nowadays, Baba is emphasizing a lot on maintaining constant happiness. Because Baba wants us to experience golden age here. Because you may be constantly happy in golden age, but you don't know. You are happy. But here we can feel that happiness because there is comparison. In golden age, there is no comparison, only happiness. So that is why you don't know that is called happiness. But in this confluence age, we have the experience of sorrow, extreme sorrow. We also have the experience of extreme happiness. So the longer I maintain consistency, I maintain in experiencing happiness, that is life of golden age. That is why you see in all the images of deities, you look at the face, always cheerful, always happy. You have never seen any deity crying. It's a world of smiles, golden age. Not a world of crying. So live a life of happiness, even though you know the comparison, but you must make a list of all the achievements, all the attainments that you have received from Baba, and take, practice every attainment and make your soul filled with happiness. So you are totally liberated from pain and suffering and, you know, feeling sad. That's why I was told once Dadi Gulzar was sharing, you know, here in this world, when somebody have a baby, there is a music played like a birthday announce. When somebody get married, it's announced in the newspapers, photos are put. When somebody leave the body, death announcements. But in golden age, no announcement is made. Only different types of music is played. That's an announcement. When a child is born, there is one special music. When they get married, another music. When they sit on the throne in coronation ceremony, another music. When somebody die, they don't have the word die, death in golden age anyway. But there is another music. So happiness, they celebrate. You know, because they have a vision before they leave the body that I am going to become a baby. So they happily, happily, happily leave the body as if the snake leave one skin and take another. So what is essenceful now? What is that we need to feel in the confluence age to know that this is our golden age? You know, when Baba says he gives you inheritance of mukti and Jivan Mukti for 21 birth, 21 generation. So this is first birth. Can you think about it? This is our first birth of the golden age. 8 births in golden age, 12 births in silver age, 20. And Sangam Yuga is the first one. So all the experiences that we are going to have in the golden age, it starts here. So don't anticipate. Don't keep waiting. Oh, when golden age comes, I will be happy. When golden age comes, I will not have untimely death. Why they have no untimely death in the golden age? Because we have died alive here. This morning Baba said, no. This is the university where you come to learn to die alive. So we have died alive in the confluence age. So we don't have any untimely death in the golden age. So that means I have to maintain the consciousness of being immortal, imperishable, and eternal soul constantly. So for me, soul is imperishable, immortal, and eternal, no death. It's only change of costume. That is why most of us don't cry nowadays when somebody died. No, people cannot understand why these people don't cry. In India, I don't know in foreign countries, because nobody cries, they will hire people who can come and cry when somebody dies. So they pay for them. But we don't need to cry. For us, it is like just changing of the dress, isn't it? So the fourth experience, the fourth method, I would say, to experience confluence age and golden age is to be ever happy, ever healthy, and ever wealthy. Of course, in golden age, you will have immense wealth. You play with diamonds and jewels, but you don't even know that you are so wealthy. But today, Baba reminds us, you are the richest, highest, holiest in the confluence age. So our status in the confluence age is higher because we are experiencing it with awareness. That is very important. Knowingly, we are experiencing because we have comparison. The deities don't have comparison and they don't experience anything, but they are experiencing, but they don't know. Royal Buddhas, as I said, The fifth way, the fifth method, whatever you want to call it, to experience Jivan Mukti in the confluence age is to be a constantly bestower. See, we have this time double foreigner season. The subject is becoming master bestower like the father. So deity means giver. Devata means the one who bestow. So if I can experience being a constant bestower, I am already in the golden age. Because there is no treasure unobtainable in the treasure store of Brahmins. No treasure unobtainable. So I should have the intoxication. This is intoxication of having all the treasures in the confluence age. So when I am overflowing, not only full, but overflowing with the treasures in the confluence age, when somebody will come in front of me, they get what they want. Even the memorial of this continues in the bhakti marg also, devotion. When devotees go in front of the stone images with bhavna, they get what they want. The stone image becomes alive. So I should be a mobile living deity now. When we are practicing that awareness, Brahmin, so deity. So deity means bestow. No, never ever have the thought of begging. Never ever have the thought of doing business. Never ever have the thought of lacking something. You know, that will bring sorrow when you lack something. So that is why Baba says, don't compare yourself with others. Everyone receive their share according to their karma. So you be happy all the time what you have. So just the feeling of being a bestower. You know, what is the difference between giving and bestowing? God is called bestower and deities are called bestower because their account is open account, one-way account, only giving. When you say giving and receiving means that is a business. That is human nature. So if I want to really experience confluence agent liberation in life, give, bestow. Bestow. I always have this image in my mind when I think of bestowing, like a waterfall. A waterfall. You know, naturally the waterfall is overflowing. Others receive. So that is called confluence agent Jivan Mukti. I don't even have to plan to give something. I don't have to make a program. I become a mobile bestower. Anybody who comes in contact, anybody who thinks of me, they receive something. Whatever they want, especially. So that is deity life in the confluence age. Another way to experience Jivan Mukti in the confluence age is to understand the difference between relationship and bondage. Very, very important. Relationship and bondage. Deities don't have any bondage. They don't have any karma to settle. Here we have bondage with somebody, relationship with someone. So the word bondage denotes sorrow. The word relationship, happiness. And so when I am performing action, we are all karma yogis. We cannot be without performing action. So when you are performing action in the confluence stage, let it be relationship of action, not bondage of action. So how do you know you are performing action in relationship, not in bondage. So any action that you are performing in the confluence stage, if while performing the action, my mind and intellect wander, not concentrating on the action, but is wandering for the result, so that is a bondage. That means I am not master. I am not attained mastery over myself. That is why I create bondage. So karma relationship means whatever action you are performing, your mind, intellect, sanskaras are totally focused. So after the action is being performed, you don't have any expectation to receive praise, receive reward, anything. That is actually what we call karmatit stage also. So I am the conqueror of the sense organs. I am the conqueror of the senses. So when I am experiencing that stage, which sometimes Baba calls it as the karmatit stage also, that is life of liberation. Because after the action is performed, it doesn't pull you towards itself. That is how you know whether you have created bondage or you have created relationship. So next time you check, if you are living a life of golden age here, your karma will be neutral. After the action is finished, your intellect will not get pulled because you are not waiting for the result. You have already experienced the result while doing karma in the form of happiness. And you have created good account of karma in your credit. So there is no need. One more way that we can practice in the confluence age to feel the golden age experience is living a life of detachment and love, balance. Deities are loving and detached. See, love is the law in golden age, right? That's what Baba tells us. Love is the law. So that means they are so detached that love becomes the law. So I need to practice that balance of detachment and love while in this body. So we have heard this word, but we don't really go into the depth of practicing it. So what it means to be detached and loving. So in Hindi it is called nyara. Nyara means untouched. Detachment means untouched. That means you are very much involved in service, in action, but you are not affected by whatever is happening around. Your love never becomes less. So this is one of the important methods to practice to feel the golden aged life. Because deities also perform action. They also do business. They also rule the kingdom. They are not sitting doing nothing, but detached and loving. You know, they are not attached to any of the action that is being performed. That is why the word I and mine doesn't exist in golden age. That is why nowadays in Avyakta Murlis, Baba is taking up these two words a lot. No, Baba says these are the two words that bring a lot of problems in Brahmin life, a lot of obstacles. So that even in the last Murali, Baba said, even if you just say Mera Baba, that means the consciousness of mine is changed. Everything belongs to Baba. So you are carefree. So golden aged life in confluence age means carefree life. Carefree does not mean careless. Carefree means careful. Because you are careful, you are carefree. So check yourself. Are you carefree? That means detached and loving. You know, you fulfill your responsibility as a trustee, not with the consciousness of I or mine. That is why when you experience the intoxication of golden aged life here, you say with intoxication, victory is my birthright. Victory is the garland of my neck. My companion is God. See, deities don't remember God, but we experience Mera Baba. Each one of us feel Baba belongs to me. Why Baba is nowadays emphasizing this word in Avyakt Murlis a lot? Because if you want to experience confluence aged golden age, you have to feel the absence of I and mine. You change that word I into soul, mine into Mera Baba. So the other consciousness of mine will dissolve. So deities don't have that consciousness, you know. So that is why they don't have any division, this unity, this harmony. They never say my opinion, your opinion, my idea, your idea, my kingdom, your kingdom, nothing like that. In golden and silver age, the whole world is one. One kingdom, one language, one. So why is Baba has given us this homework unity now? So when we have that kind of unity, oneness, that is golden age. No division, no conflict, no that kind of separation. No, the feeling of oneness, that is golden age. See, in golden age, no other religion, no other kingdom, one language, one kingdom, one religion, everything only one. So now we have to prove ourselves. We are experiencing liberation in life. We are experiencing Jivan Mukti by being carefree. In golden age, you will be carefree, but you don't know. Carefree doesn't mean careless. It's because you carefully, you can be free from care. So that means you have handed over your responsibility to Baba. Why you are carefree? How you became carefree? Because you handed over your responsibility to God. So when God has taken the responsibility, you are carefree. So you are like a child, innocent, like golden aged child. So that is why I think, you know, in golden age, they don't have any fear. They don't have any fear. There is nothing called disease, theft, vices. We are totally ignorant. In other words, I would say one word to experience golden age happiness: become ignorant of the word desire. That is the trademark of golden age life in confluence age. Yeah? What is the meaning of becoming ignorant of the word desire? It means to be content. Other way of looking at it is content. And this morning Baba reminded us, you have to claim 3 certificates of contentment. And if you have claimed that certificate, you are in the golden age, liberation in life. You don't want anything, you have everything. So your mind and intellect are totally under your control. So it's not theory, you know, we must start living. So when other people see our life, what we are going to become in the future without us telling, they will get inspired. And that is very, very important. So lastly, I just wanted to share one more thing. Another way, a different type of way to enjoy the Brahmin life. Many times Baba says, what is Brahmin life like? Is it for enjoying moj or moonj? For confusion or for rejoicing? So enjoy the Brahmin life as a festival, as a celebration. So the last thing that we need to really keep attention to feel liberation in life is to become totally free from waste thought, and negative action. Again, this is something Baba is focusing our attention to. As long as I have negative thoughts, waste thought, that is no golden age in confluence age. I am still iron age. So I have to really, really, that's why Baba created such disinterest for all of us, you know, on the last Murli. It is compared to an up flower, waste, which is like bad odor. So that means I just need to let go of all this. So I need to have disinterest for waste, disinterest for negativity. All thoughts that emerge should be based on soul consciousness and God consciousness and nothing else. So when I become so much full of good thoughts, the royalty of purity will be visible on my face. See, I don't have to tell somebody I am going to become a deity, but they will see the symptoms of deities through our face, our activities. So confluence age is not too long now. So this time you start practicing, experiencing both liberation, being in the soul world, being in the golden age, as long as you are in Madhuban. It's easy to experience golden, you know, liberation and liberation in life here. Because you don't have any responsibility, you can enjoy. So then create that sanskara. What it means to be liberated in the soul world without the body, how the soul feels like, and what it means to come down into the pure land and be in the deity body for 21 births. So enjoy. So every day you program something. I have shared with you at least 10 methods today 10 ways to feel confluence agent golden age. So you apply one method every day and experiment with yourself and create that sanskara. So then when you go back, people will see you being natural. Your natural nature of soul consciousness, your natural nature of being happy. You are not making effort, it's your nature. In golden age, they don't make effort. It's their nature. So one last thing Baba said in the last murli, that also gives me the authority, is to remember my seat of self-respect, of being a master almighty authority, which means to be a self-sovereign. Master almighty authority means self-sovereign. So you have started ruling yourself, your kingdom. So that sanskara of being a king, a ruler, will go with you in the golden age. So longer you rule over yourself, longer you will be ruling in the golden and silver age. So you can calculate. So make a program how you are going to rule yourself, how you are going to have self-sovereignty over the self. So that is why you see in the Yajna in Karachi, Baba Mama used to hold court every night to teach people how to rule over the self. Every night, Mama Baba will come. All of them will come. They call court. Baba will ask. Mama will ask, did any one of you give sorrow to anyone today? Nobody raised hand. So then second question. Did you see somebody giving sorrow to somebody else? Yes, a few hands up. So then Mama Baba used to educate. You see, you made one mistake. You gave sorrow and you did not tell the truth. So you made two mistakes. So they used to correct themselves. From next day, no more mistake. So I need to hold a court with myself, no Mama Baba now. Every night, hold a court, that is what the homework Baba has given. Ask yourself, was there any waste thinking, waste talking, waste listening? Then you give yourself pass mark. And if you pass every day like that, then we will pass with honor. So I have to conduct court for myself. In order to be successful, what Baba used to say, every morning call a meeting of your members of the kingdom. Mind, intellect, sanskara, five elements, five sense organs, and assign duty to them what they have to do today. And during the whole day, you just sit on the throne and observe what they are doing. And at night, hold a court. And if someone, suppose eyes have deceived me or ears have deceived me, give punishment to that sense organ. So next day you don't make the same mistake. So Mama Baba trained dadis for 14 years how to be a self-sovereign. And now we have to practice that with ourselves. So I'm sure by remaining seated on the seat of Master Almighty Authority, another name is self-sovereign, you will be able to enjoy the Brahmin life as a king now itself. The kingly sanskaras will be instilled and you will become a royal king in the future. So hopefully, you are able to understand some of the things that we can do to feel the golden age here. Don't anticipate golden age will come after Krishna was born and I will go. Until then, I go through all these up and down. No. Now I have to feel the golden age in life. 100% happiness, peace, prosperity, everything. Because Baba has given us the title, we are the highest, we are the holiest, and we are the richest in the world. So let us remember that and sit on that seat with that intoxication. So for the next half an hour, we will take the seat of Master Almighty Authority. So take your seat with this seat of self-respect and conduct yourself, your mind, intellect, sanskara, order them where they should go now. They should go to the golden age, enjoy the life there, and order your subjects to obey your order. Order your ministers. That's why Baba says, in order to be a self-sovereign, you need controlling power, ruling power. Then you are able to rule over your subjects and your servants. So let us see how our kingdom now, so that we know how we are going to rule our kingdom in the golden age later, right? So for this half an hour, I would request you to close all the three doors. You know, there are four doors for the mind and intellect to go out. So first door is the consciousness of the body. Close the door. Second door is consciousness of bodily relations. Now not necessary, also close. The third door is worldly objects. You know, thinking of that object, this object, sometimes it attracts me. Now, not necessary. So, three doors closed, shut tightly. Only one door open, Baba. One-way traffic. So, promise yourself for this half an hour, my Baba and me, and nobody entering this door. And I enjoy half an hour with Baba only. So if you do that, you are fixing your longer time of golden age liberation in life for all time. Okay? Can you close the three doors now? One-way traffic, only Baba, Mera Baba, and I the soul. That's all. So enjoy the whole time. Baba is for you and you only. Then it will be very interesting to feel the energy, the love, the happiness we experience. So let us fly. You know, easiest way of flying to Baba in a second is to become a point. Become a point and move out of this body, fly beyond the subtle region, see yourself in the soul world, point of light Baba and me and my Baba. So half an hour, just keep looking at that point, you get lost in that point. You will be absorbed in that point. And the qualities of that point automatically becomes yours. You will be submerged and become like God, Bindu, ourselves. So this is the time for us to merge get lost, get dissolved in God's love, God's peace, whatever. So let us experiment being with my Baba, one Baba, the Bindu, become Bindu and get lost in Bindu Baba. So automatically I become like him without any difficulty. So let us fly. Om Shanti. I allow my body to sit comfortably. I visualize myself as a tiny point of sparkling light . I am light. In 1 second, I, the being of light, move away from this body and see myself floating beyond this body, beyond the subtle regions, I enter into the dimension of golden red light. I am in my home, the land of liberation. I enjoy the sweet silence in this golden red light region. I am pulled by one special light. I come closer and closer. I touch the light of God. I am lost in the supreme light. The ocean of love . I dive deep into the ocean and become part of the ocean myself. I enjoy these moments, being lost in the ocean of love. I have become like the ocean. I have become equal to my Father. For the next few minutes, let me stay lost, merged in the ocean of love, enjoying being sustained by God's love and light. Baba, the ocean of love is showering unlimited love of the ocean. I have become like the Father in His company. I stay being one with Baba. Beyond. God's love sustains me, nurtures me, and I am overflowing with this unlimited love. And this pure love, like a fountain, reaches out into the world. The vibrations of God's love touches each soul, and awakens I allow these vibrations of God's love to sustain all souls in the world. I can see clearly when love becomes part of our life, the world will turn into real heaven, the golden age, where love is the law. I visualize on the screen of my mind a world of love where all souls interacting without fear, full of trust, being carefree. Let these vibrations of love, God's love, reach out to all four corners of the world. enjoy this moment, sharing God's unlimited love with my family, the whole world. In this unlimited awareness, I can embrace the whole world as my family. We are one. We belong to the one.
I see myself with Baba on the globe of the world? Together with Baba, spreading the rays of light, rays of love, rays of peace out into the world. I am light. I am love. I am peace. I am light, full of love and